Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Casual Friday here at Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and getting ever more lovelier, Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I missed being on the air last week.
We got snowed in.
We had all that snow. A lot of people around the country had a lot of snow. I have an interesting story to talk about really quick in regard to the snow.
Yeah.
So we had about 3 or 4 inches of snow the day before we got the bigger snow.
Right.
And so I went out and I shoveled the driveway.
Because right, I was at work. So you went out and shoveled.
I shoveled the driveway and one of my neighbors came over and helped me shovel. And it was kind of fun, actually. I enjoyed it. I didn't get sore from it either.
You train.
I was surprised. So then the next day we had the really big snow and we had a lot more snow. So it was a Saturday.
And so I was home that day. Uh-huh. So I said, I'll take care of the driveway today. It was more snow than originally. And Elisa goes, okay.
So I went upstairs to take a shower.
And I went outside to shovel the snow.
Carl went outside to shovel the snow. So while I'm upstairs, I hear all this ruckus outside. And I look out the window. And here's these teenage boys shoveling the snow. Carl had hired, instead of shoveling himself, he'd hired the teenage boys in the neighborhood to do it. Which, you know, is really kind of nice because they're out there trying to make money to buy video games or whatever.
And they had a snow blower. Right?
Right.
So the guy goes to me, he goes, you want us to do your driveway and your walkways and stuff, sir? And I said, how much? He said, I don't know, $25 or $30. I said, $25 sounds good. And so it was actually a young guy, his mother and father. It wasn't a group of teenagers. And they said they're trying to teach him how to earn money because he wants to buy a video game. I said, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So I stood there and talked to the dad. Right?
Uh-huh.
The son was working the snowblower and the mom was shoveling snow.
She's really nice. She's always out running. Yeah. She's very athletic.
And so Elisa, I come in and Elisa goes, this is funny. I'm going to talk about this on the show. I said, watch. He goes, Friday, I went out there and shoveled snow. Saturday, you hire somebody to shovel snow. It's like, hey, you know, I was prepared to shovel it, but they walked up. They said, hey, you want us to do? And I'm thinking, snowblower, they'll be done in like,
plus it was for a good cause.
And they were done in 10 minutes.
And then just one more story about the snow. When I stopped at the grocery store just to get a few things just in case before we got snowed in. And I'm telling you, there were so many people. All the donuts were gone. Everybody in front of me was buying donuts.
Who knew that snow triggered people's desire to eat frosted dough plugs?
I don't know. Everybody in line in front of me had donuts, toilet paper, and beer.
Those are the three essentials. You eat the donuts, you drink the beer, you got to poop.
When did donuts become essential?
Yeah, in the snowstorms, I guess they are. Maybe they were running a special. We didn't realize Kroger's was like a spend $10 and get a free dozen donuts or something. Who knows?
But anyway, so I did get my blood work back.
So Elisa gets her blood work back. We're going to talk about that. But she also goes to visit a nurse practitioner. to get an exam, right?
Right. There's not really any gynecologist in this town that believe in HRT.
Right. No one. And then none of them do. They, you know,
it's ridiculous.
Women deal with this all the time, right? A woman's on HRT. She goes to a gynecologist. The gynecologist says, you shouldn't be on HRT.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
So the pharmacist from the compounding pharmacy referred me to two nurse practitioners who have a practice, and that's what they do. They provide HRT services to women. They provide gynecological, you know, pap smears, things like that for
right.
women.
But they're definitely more on the medical orthodoxy side.
Well, I didn't know that before
I
went there.
No, I'm setting it up.
I didn't know that before I went there, though.
Right.
So I go in, and I was a nervous wreck. And I hate going to that appointment. I just hate it.
Right.
It's kind of demeaning. But anyway, so the nurse practitioner comes in, and she's older, and so we're discussing things, and she looks at my blood work, and she said, "Oh my God, you have high testosterone." And it was low.
It's low by HRT standards. It's low.
It's by like anti-aging standards.
Right.
It's very low.
Right.
And we've come to realize that I must have had higher testosterone as from working out and the way I build muscle when I was younger.
Right.
So it's very low. And I said something about the testosterone. She goes, "Oh, we don't do testosterone in this practice. It's going to turn you into a man."
And you know what? At that moment in time, if I was there, I would have looked at her and said, "Are you, it's a good thing I'm not there." I mean,
she said that it makes your voice deep. And like, if you Google this online, this is what you're going to find too for
women.
Now,
keep in mind that Elisa's been on testosterone for how long now?
4 years, maybe.
Your voice still sounds the same.
And
it hasn't gotten deeper.
She said that it's going to give you
hair.
Body hair, and you'll spend thousands of dollars to have a hair laser removal, and it's just not good.
This is what's wrong with medicine today. You have idiots like this out there telling women that kind of stuff.
Then she looks at my blood work, and she says, "Why did your doctor..." See, now, keep in mind, Dr. Andre, our doctor, Matt Andre, he prescribed all of what I needed,
work.
The blood work.
And we work with Matt.
We tell him
what we're really interested
or
in.
We and suggest.
He adds, yeah, and he adds things to it. So when we go get our blood work done,
it's very complete.
It's like 1,000 times more tests that are run than the average person would go to an average doctor.
So he tested my vitamin A. And she said, "Now, why in the world would any doctor test for vitamin A?"
She has no idea the importance of vitamin A in the body, obviously.
I'm just in shock.
Well, she also didn't know what IgE cinnamon was.
No.
Well, it's an allergic reaction test to test the IgE portion of the immune system. She goes, why did he test for cinnamon?
She said, I use cinnamon on my oatmeal, Saigon cinnamon on my oatmeal every morning. She goes, everybody should be using it. Why would he test for cinnamon?
She doesn't know that it's an IgE test.
I mean, I just looked at her, and at that point, that was toward the end of the appointment. I didn't say anything.
Well, she also told you, why are you on estradiol and estriol?
And then she said, why did he test all three? Estriol, estrone, and estradiol.
Estradiol is the only important one.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah, and this is what's wrong with medicine today. This is why it's a crapshoot, and you have to work so hard to find the good doctor. And when you find the good doctor, you have to hold on to them tight, even if you have to drive hours to get to them. Because this woman is a practitioner. She's a clinician. And she's an idiot. Why are they testing for all three estrogens? Why do you have all three estrogens?
Well, no. And then she told me, now dig this, a term from the 70s. She told me that my estrogen was high. Now, I had just had a conversation with Matt the day before, and he told me I needed to raise it because the ratio of my progesterone and estrogen are off.
Right.
And everything is low.
Right.
And then she tells me everything is high.
Yeah. This is sad. And now imagine how many women that she treats that they take her advice. And what she suggested to you was a monotherapy. She says, forget about testosterone, progesterone. You just need estradiol. And she even gave you a sample of some estradiol cream.
Of a gel.
This is what's wrong with medicine today. There's no standards out there anymore. No standards of the only of care is if you're getting statin drugs or blood pressure meds.
Oh, and you don't need bioidenticals. You can just go to the pharmacy and get the progesterone cream that's made from soy and yams.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She was brilliant. Look, she's good for the pap smear. She's good for the exam. She knows nothing about women's hormones, and that is a sad, sad thing because she's treating women.
So the point that I wanted to bring up here is you have to really find that, like you just said, find that right practitioner that's right for your purposes.
But you also can't cave in, right? If you didn't have the knowledge you have, you may have taken her advice and go, oh, okay, I'll just do what you say.
I think about all of the women that come in and out of her practice and that she's leading them down that path.
Of a monotherapy, unopposed estrogen therapy. I mean, this is, we know that that's where the problems lie. But you have to be strong when you see a doctor. If you disagree with them, you have to discount their opinion. You cannot worry about you're going to offend them. F them. If they tell you something.
This is your health.
Yeah. If they tell you something that you know isn't true, don't be afraid to say, I don't believe that. I think I'll look somewhere else.
Yeah. Because I said something about protease enzymes to her about how they help to shrink fibroids.
It's actually proteolytic, but still enzymes, proteolytic enzymes.
Proteolytic enzymes. And she said, oh, you can read all kinds of stuff on the internet that's not true.
And I pulled up two studies that show from proteolytic enzymes reducing fibrous tissue in the body. So again, when you go to a physician, and you know they're wrong, don't cave in just because they have an MD after their name. Look, there's lots of doctors like mechanics, like butchers. Name a trade where there are bad people in that trade and good people in that trade. Now, if it was a mechanic telling you you needed to spend money you know you didn't, you'd walk out of there and go find another mechanic. You'd be the same way with your doctor. Don't, just because it says MD after their name doesn't ensure you've got a good doctor.
So I read an article about health. This kind of ties right in with this about health literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an older article, but it still fits right into this. This was from 2012, and it states that over 77 million people in the U.S. have difficulty understanding even basic health information.
But I would say that those same people have trouble understanding just about any information. You know what I mean? Look, we have a highly uneducated group in the population today that they can't grasp anything that is outside of what they do on a day in, day out basis. And they're not willing to educate themselves. They're not going to pick up a book. They're not going to search for answers. And that's why these doctors get away with what they get away with.
You think 77 million people, though?
That's not a lot. There's 300 million people in the country.
It seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not that much when you look at it on a countrywide basis.
No, I guess so. Do you want to talk about decoding your blood work?
Yeah, we'll stay with that. We've got a few more minutes. Yeah.
Okay, and then we can talk about.
I want to talk about Barbie today.
Well, we're going to later.
I know. So.
So I'm getting my blood work back, and you know, you look at some of this, and if you aren't self-educated, you know, it's hard to decipher what all the blood work means.
Right.
Like, for example, the complete blood count and the white blood cell, the red blood cell. For, you know, if you didn't know, why is a white blood cell count important?
Well, it could be indicative of infection, but it's also indicative of the health of your body and its ability to deal with infection. The white blood cells are responsible for the immune system and the immune response. Neutrophils and platelets and all these things that make up the white blood cells, they're responsible for keeping the body healthy.
Like, for example, in the very top part of the blood work, there's the monocytes, the neutrophils, and if you just look at those, you don't know that that's a white blood cell.
Right. But see, okay, part of the reason that people can't decipher their blood work is because for the past decades, doctors never shared the blood work with their patients. They would run the blood work. They'd interpret it. The patient would say, how is my blood work, doc? And the doctor would say, oh, you're fine. You're normal.
So I was with a friend. I went to the doctor with her. She was in from out of town, and she had some blood work that she had had done from a doctor in Florida where she lives. And her fasting glucose was 94, I think.
But
the doctor put all labs are normal. He wrote on there.
And 94 is normal because doctors don't get excited about blood work until it's above 125 as far as fasting glucose. But let's be more specific. She was, she had that blood work done later in the day. So
she was still fasted.
Doesn't matter. When you get up in the morning, your blood sugar levels are going to be the highest. Once you start moving around, you start burning up blood sugar in your body. So theoretically, if a diabetic person got out of bed, checked their blood sugar, right? It was 140, and immediately got on a treadmill and walked for 10 minutes and checked their blood sugar again, it could be down at 90. So my point is that her blood sugar, her fasting blood sugar first thing in the morning was probably much higher than what they saw when she finally got to the lab because she was moving around already.
That's true.
So anyway, but you know what? People would learn about this if doctors encourage their patients to understand it, but they don't. They like that barrier to stay in control. That's the truth. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limit. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com. Your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This is Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. What do you want to talk about now?
Carl is chomping at the bit to talk about the new Barbie dolls.
I am so pissed off about the new Barbie doll. It's unbelievable. I am. I saw this on the news this morning and I thought, WTF. I mean, has this country really gone around the turn here? Now, don't get me wrong. I am all with the light-skinned Barbie, the dark-skinned Barbie, the Barbie with the green eyes, Barbie with the blue eyes, Barbie with long dark hair, Barbie with short blonde hair. I'm with all those things because those are genotypes, right? Those are attributes that are genetically encoded at birth. You are blonde hair, blue eyes, fair skin, dark skin, tall, short. You know, those are things that are genetically created, right? But then we have phenotypical changes to the body. This is when your genes interact with your environment.
So we have the big
curvy Barbie.
So the tall, the curvy, the petite.
Ah, wait a minute. Tall, petite. These are all physical structures that are genetically encoded.
And you don't think curvy is?
Hell no. Hell no. Did you see the curvy Barbie and the little girl that they singled out to say, hey, well, do you like the curvy Barbie? They shouldn't call it the curvy Barbie.
Well,
the moderately obese Barbie.
But my point is me compared to some of my friends that are tall and thin, I'm curvy.
Yes, you are. But that's not what the curvy Barbie doesn't look like you. The curvy Barbie looks like you if you gained 130 pounds. Okay? In order to be politically correct, we've stopped saying when someone is fat, and I can say that because I was fat. I'm a former card-carrying fat person, okay? We stopped saying when somebody is fat that they're fat. Now it's, oh, they're curvy. There's an extent into which the term curvy can apply, okay? So the new curvy Barbie is not a curvy Barbie at all. It's a modestly obese, absolutely overweight Barbie. And so my problem with this one Barbie is the only one I have a problem with. All the other Barbies I'm cool with because those are genetic encoded, characteristics of different human beings. But being obese is not. Being obese is something that you acquire through your lifestyle and your behavior, your choices.
Well, but it's no different than the stores having mannequins that are obese.
Of course, they want to sell clothes to people who are obese too. Mm-hmm. But the difference is when you give a little overweight girl a little overweight doll, what that says is it's okay for you to be overweight and she will spend the rest of her life being overweight. Do you really? So, okay, I'm going to go to an extreme here. You ready? How about addicted to heroin Barbie? Why don't we have an addicted to heroin Barbie for the kids who are born to heroin addicts that are born addicted to heroin? Let's give them a Barbie, you know, where her eyes are droopy and there's saliva running down the side of her mouth.
That's a little extreme.
I know it's extreme, but I'm proving a point. That's because that Barbie that child is not genetically encoded, okay, to be a junkie. It's something that the environment produced in that child.
Okay, so I'm just reading some of the tweets that people have tweeted about Barbie. And most of them are people loving the curvy Barbie.
Of course they are. 80% of the population is overweight. Of course they're going to. Oh, finally a Barbie just like me. I don't have to worry about ever changing my bad habits, my health, or my diet because it's approved now. There's even a Barbie that looks like me.
Okay, so this one is pretty interesting that I didn't even think about. If a girl is still young enough to play with a Barbie, she's too young to care about body image. Stop putting adult hang-ups on children.
No, let me back you up. We talk about this all the time on various shows. If a child is still old enough to play with Barbie and they are already moderately obese, you're chaining your child to an early death sentence. What are parents thinking? We just talked about the fact that children who don't exercise when they're young, the microbiota in their gut is encoded for life. They will have a higher probability of developing heart disease, diabetes, all those diseases from that young period of time where the kid sits at home, eats all day long, and watches television, and the mom goes, "Oh, we need a Sony Wii so you can exercise more." Okay,
just
those
go
parents,
outside.
Huh?
I said, just go outside.
Well, but yeah, I mean, but the point is, if you have a child that's still playing with Barbie and she's overweight to the point where she needs a Barbie to relate to, you have failed as a parent. You have failed as a parent. I'm sorry. That's the case.
So let me just be the devil's advocate here. So that may not be true if you're an African-American and you want a doll with the same color of skin as yours.
That's a genotype.
Right.
That's genetic encoding. I say, I love those dolls. I want to see African American dolls, Indian dolls. I want to see, Asian dolls, yellow skin, green eyes, blue eyes. All that stuff is something, those are attributes that are genetically encoded. But gaining 50 pounds in the first 3 or 4 years of your life is not genetically encoded. And I don't care what people say about, oh, the thrifty gene, because you have to eat. You have to eat enough food to get fat. I've never seen an obese person in a prisoner of war camp ever. You know why? Because they starve them. Nobody ever said, hey, look at Saul. He doesn't eat anything. He's 300 pounds. No. All skinny people in prisoner of war camps. Why? Because they don't feed them. So there's no such thing as a genetic predisposition to being fat. Otherwise, we would see fat people who are in conditions where they're starving. They'd be fat anyway. You go, oh my God, this person hasn't eaten in 12 days and gained 6 pounds. Doesn't happen.
Man, you really got riled up over this one.
When I saw that Barbie, I thought, this is great. They are going to encode a group of young children to be unhealthy and obese starting now. This country has, you know what? This is part of the problem in this country.
Okay, so let's take this a step further. Perhaps we should have a Ken doll with a dad bod.
Big, absolutely. Where's the fat Ken doll?
No, well, so they're going to do it for women.
Yeah.
Why not do it for the man as well?
So yeah.
Evidently, Ken and Barbie have been together for 50, well, however many years.
Yeah, he looks great and she's fat, right?
So now, either they're going to, they should do a Ken doll with a dad bod, or perhaps a male plus size Ken.
Yeah, or how about a Ken doll that has the choice to become Barbie later on in life? It's a transgender doll. I mean, he already doesn't have a penis, so it's easy to make that switch. You know what? These are things that are produced through the environment. They are not genotypical programmed. These are not genetically programmed traits. Being overweight is not genetically programmed. You should not be sending a signal to a child who is overweight that it's acceptable to be overweight because you even have a doll that's overweight.
Mistake. One of the tweets says, I could care less about the new fat Barbie. What I want to know is, when are we getting the dad bod Ken?
Yeah, there you go. I think they should have a dad bod Ken. That's right. Let's get a fat dad too. Let the kid see what he's going to look like.
A female said, if Ken doesn't get a dad bod, then this Barbie change is sexist.
Interesting. Well, I think Barbie, the company is trying to appeal to more children. They're trying to be sensitive to kids and make kids feel like you are beautiful the way you are. But I still stand on what I said. And I know it's extreme. Why not a addicted to heroin Barbie? She had a tough life. She got addicted to heroin and this is who she is now.
So speaking of sexist.
Lisa's making faces
I'm changing the subject. Speaking of sexist, if anybody goes to LA anytime soon, they might want to try the new yoga class. It's a topless yoga class.
Oh, my God.
And it's called Free the Nipple yoga class.
That's hilarious. Guys are not allowed in it, I would imagine.
Oh, no, they are. They are.
Serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's co-ed.
You're asking for trouble.
It's co-ed, and the concept behind the class is simple. It's equal rights for everyone.
I don't get it.
Men can go into the yoga class and,
oh, and take
be
their
topless.
Shirt off. Yeah.
So why can't women?
And so I wonder how many women really want to be topless while they're doing yoga.
I don't know. It probably wouldn't be very comfortable, I wouldn't think.
Because a lot of times women who have a little that are a little bit more endowed, you know, they don't want things moving around in all different directions while they're doing stuff.
One of the owners says, in order to normalize and decriminalize breasts, we have to present them in a more non-sexual setting, but because women are constantly objectified, and they also need to feel safe in those spaces where it's allowed.
You know what? I agree with this. Europe, this is where Europe beats the hell out of our puritanical, chaste upbringings here. You know, in Europe, you can go to the beach and there are women without their tops on. It's no big deal. And I think that's, it's very true. I think it's true. I like that idea. So where is this? Just in L.A.?
It's out in L.A., yeah. So there was a Free the Nipple,
parade here.
Parade here where there's an area called the Highlands where,
you used to live.
Where I used to live. And it's where all the young and,
new bohemians are.
Yeah, yeah. So,
where Elisa used to live.
They had a, little parade for Free the Nipple and the girls were walking down the street with no bras on.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty forward for Louisville, Kentucky.
I thought so too. Carl's always telling me that I grew up in Hooterville.
Uncle Joe. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stuff to talk about. I don't know that anything is going to be as interesting as my rant about Barbie, but we've got a lot of good things to cover today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
So Scott Burbank is listening live, and he said, "Sign me up for free the nipple yoga." He wants to go.
So we're going to California, I guess, in April.
Yes, in April.
And I thought, maybe we should go.
I mean, I'll go.
I wonder if we can't video.
Although I don't know, I got to see what some of these women look like before. Some of them you may not want to see topless.
I don't think we can video it. They may not allow video cameras in there.
No.
Okay, and I just want to mention this. When I invoked Hooterville as we were going into the break, speaking of Hooterville, Owensboro, Kentucky is really... Well, Johnny Depp is from Owensboro, though. So, but anyway.
No, but Owensboro, Kentucky absolutely is Hooterville.
It's Hooterville.
Our good friend Brian, who's a traveling salesman, just came back from Hooterville the other day. He said they have the best barbecue out there, but that's it.
When I used to go there for business all the time, there's nothing. I mean, I would have to spend the night there because of just how my routine was.
Right.
There's nothing there. There's like the restaurants, I guess the best restaurant is like Logan's or TGI Fridays, and that's it. Okay, so anyway. The public school there, one of the teachers applied for a grant, and she was granted the money, $12,000, to buy pedaling desks for her elementary class children.
Wow. So they're going to be able to sit at their desk and work and pedal at the same time.
Yes.
This is going to be an interesting. I mean, I hope they're doing a research study on it.
She said, "I've seen a shift in my students' behavior and engagement since the bikes arrived. Thanks to good engineering, the pedals are essentially noiseless and don't interfere with instruction or activities. So they can be sitting there working and just pedaling at the same time."
That is awesome. I hope somebody comes in there and does a study about the changes in their bodies and stuff.
They were purchased from a company called Kids Fit Youth Fitness.
Wow.
So I think that's awesome.
Bravo for Hooterville.
Yes.
Big things happening in little towns around America.
Yeah, they get it.
What else?
Some teachers get it. Well, so, you know, Chipotle is still having issues. We've talked about
Well, they haven't had any new outbreaks.
No, but they in California, they are being taken to court.
Right.
So
you got to put things in perspective with California. And all due respect to the people who listen to the show who live in California, but you know what I'm about to say is true. The state is broke. Several of the major cities in the state.
But it's a federal investigation.
But it's being but it's being done in the California court system, right?
Yes.
Okay. The state is broke. Several of the major cities in the state have either filed for bankruptcy or are preparing to file for bankruptcy. When you see a state undergo this kind of stuff, they invite any type of interaction with the law, because this is how they can generate money. They bring people in to fight lawsuits. They find ways to get good, God-fearing citizens into the system, so they have to fight for their freedom. This generates money for the state, transfers money from people to the state. So right now, if you wanted to sue a company with no merit whatsoever for a supplement or a product, you go to California and you sue them. You don't sue them in your home state. You sue them in California. They'll let you sue anybody for anything. They are inviting the type of litigations that are making this country terrible because it makes money for them. But with that being said, go
ahead.
Well,
Chipotle is closing all of their stores, 2,000 North American restaurants, for several hours on Monday, February the 8th. They're going to host a national team meeting to thank employees for their hard work through this difficult time, discuss some of the food safety changes, and are implementing and answering questions from employees.
Good, good. So no more. Here's how the meeting's going to go. No more picking your nose while you're chopping up the chicken.
They're going to focus on how to improve food safety and, I guess, deal with the issues of bad PR.
But now, so a previous Casual Friday, you talked about the fact that they are going after Chipotle criminally.
Yes.
Okay?
It's a criminal investigation.
I want everybody to keep remembering that. So this is a criminal investigation for a handful of illness outbreaks associated with, or at least associated with, eating at Chipotle.
There were no deaths.
Right, no
deaths.
There
were no deaths.
Now, let's fast forward. Go ahead.
So now, there has been a listeria outbreak.
One again. How many listeria outbreaks have we had in the past 12 months?
Right. And it was because of Dole salads. One's dead. One person is dead, and 11 others have been hospitalized.
Now, I would expect to see the federal government filing criminal charges against Dole. For the same way that they are filing criminal charges against Chipotle. Will we see that? Of course not. Why? Because the government is corrupt, because the government has agendas, because the government is on the payroll, and that's the truth. That's why. Otherwise, they would use the same measures to deal with Dole, who just killed somebody. And this isn't the first time Dole's had a listeria outbreak.
No, they constantly have them.
So, you know what the RICO Act is, the Racketeering and Enforcement and Corruption Act, is when an individual keeps repeating the same bad behavior, you could take everything away from them. So this is what, second, third, fourth listeria outbreak for Dole? They could go in there with the RICO Act and say, hey, we're just taking your company away. You're gone now. And we'll take all your assets and make them the federal government's assets, because that's what they do with the RICO Act. Will we see Dole called on the carpet criminally? Absolutely not. Why? Because Dole is a big company. They've got friends in high places. They pay the right people. And so they will kill someone and no one will go to jail. And now think about that. They have killed someone and no one will go to jail. We're talking about all these poor people who get killed every day and the court cases and who's going to jail, the making of a murderer and all this sort of stuff. Dole just killed someone. They just, as good as they went out in the street and they said, see that guy over there, shoot him. They shot him. No one's going to go to jail.
Did you have caffeine today?
No, I didn't. I started, you know what? I have such clarity because I've gone ketogenic. I'm on a ketogenic diet and I got to tell you something. I feel fantastic. I really do.
Good.
The ketones.
Good.
The ketones. Okay.
So, just to let people know, it was the Springfield, Ohio facility. So people in this area need to beware that, you know, it could be on their grocery shelves. So it's, the salads were also sold under the name of, besides Dole, Fresh Selections, Simple Truth, and Market Side, the Little Salad Bar, and President's Choice. Because Simple Truth is Kroger.
Yeah.
So if you're buying a Kroger brand,
it's made by Dole.
It's made by Dole.
They also have another brand that's not as well known. It's called Russian Roulette Salad.
So I read an article about. I read an article about an attorney who prosecutes.
Yeah.
And he said one of the things that he would never eat from that because of foodborne illnesses is packaged salads,
pre-washed
vegetables, pre-washed salad, packaged salads.
So you got to wash them first, right? That's the, I mean, could all of this have been sidestep that people actually wash their salad instead of just taking it right out of the bag because it says it's pre-washed?
Or why not just buy the
lettuce
yourself and it's chop it up yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it takes time and people are pressed for time today, but if it's
I would do that, but I'm too busy trying to interpret my blood work. We have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to Superhuman Radio. superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
So while we're on the subject of recalls, I just wanted to mention that Trader Joe's had another nut recall. I mean, they've had one within the past 6 months. I think it was walnuts, the
Anybody
last
get sick?
One. With this one, no one has been reported as sick.
How'd they find out?
I guess there were concerns that the cashews might be contaminated with salmonella. Mm-hmm. So, in Trader Joe's all over the country, it looks like. So if you have some, which I think we have some at home,
hurry up and eat them.
The best before 7/17/2016 TF4 are the ones that might be tainted.
Yeah.
So if you have raw cashews, check them out. Don't eat them.
But no one died and no one got sick. So that means that they won't try to file criminal investigation charges against Trader Joe's, right?
Well, they wouldn't anyway. Only Chipotle. I really think somebody's got it out against Chipotle.
I know. I agree with you. I agree with you.
I also wanted to just mention, I had posted this on Facebook, the woman in Spain who fed her child almond milk.
Yeah.
And the child developed scurvy.
Right. Yeah.
That's terrible. And why would a mother do that?
She's a vegan. her doctor told her that the child was allergic, I think it was, to her breast milk. I'm not sure.
She was breastfeeding. Yes.
Now think about this. So how many times have I said what the mother eats is what comes through the milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the mother's a vegan. She's eating a vegan diet and she's breastfeeding. The baby rejects her breast milk. The doctor tells her to stop breastfeeding and start using some alternative milks. Instead of going to cow's milk, she goes to almond milk.
Well, the doctor suggested almond milk.
Because she was a vegan, right?
But she failed to fill in the nutrition gap, the doctor says, with pureed fruits and vegetables.
That wouldn't have been the answer either. These people are crazy.
That's what the doctor said.
Well, this doctor's crazy.
A baby, most are.
Look, if you want to be a vegan, I'm cool with that. You want to lose weight with the vegan diet for a while? You want to experiment? I'm cool with that. There's a reason that we produce breast milk. There's a reason that prehistoric women breastfed their babies for the first 4 to 5 years. If they didn't have to, they would have given them fruit. Okay? You can't grow a baby and force them to feed a vegan diet unless you want the baby to get sick and die. This isn't the first time we've heard these stories. We've talked about this last year. I want to say there was a story about a mother who fed her young child a vegan diet and the kid ended up almost dying.
So why are these people not being charged?
They're in
with
Spain.
With neglect?
They're in Spain.
Well, no, I mean, not just this particular case, but any case.
In the United States? For the same reason that a mother who allows her 7-year-old son to balloon up to 100 pounds isn't charged with neglect. For the same reason. That's it. I mean, that's the only answer I have for you. Because that's just as much neglect as forcing a child to be a vegan while their body is still developing.
So, did you know that the United Nations appoints healthiest foods of the year every year?
I didn't, but I can't wait to hear it.
I didn't know that either.
What is the healthiest food?
The United Nations has named the pulses the healthiest food of the year. Do you know what a pulse is?
Yes. I always thought they were beans. They're like legumes. Certain types of legumes are pulses, right?
They're technically a seed that grows in a pod.
Mm.
So peas, lentils, chickpeas, dried beans.
Okay.
I guess snap peas would be considered one anyway.
Why are they the most nutritious food? Why?
Because they're a vital source of plant-based proteins.
Bingo.
And amino acids for people around the globe and come with sustainable superpowers. Pulses are leguminous plants that have nitrogen-fixing properties which can contribute to increasing soil fertility and have a positive impact on the environment.
And cows don't increase soil fertility? We buy cow manure to fertilize our soil. Why isn't beef a superfood, a world's healthiest food? You know why? Because there's an anti-meat agenda out there that is not aligned with science. It has nothing to do with science. It has to do with social and moral constructs created by people. But meat, a cow, by eating the grass, it's been shown to absorb more carbon dioxide from the air and produce more oxygen. They poop on the soil. We buy cow manure as organic fertilizer. And we talked about this the other day. Remember we did that that woman, we debunked her article?
Mm-hmm.
That it only costs a fraction of the money to raise
right.
a cow than it does to raise a field of soybeans?
How many gallons of water, thousands of gallons of water for cows when it was just like five gallons?
She totally purposely misled people. And it's and you know why it's acceptable? Because it's okay to lie if you get people to stop eating animals. Those poor animals.
Well, okay, so it says here that beyond protein and fiber in the pulses, they also contain impressive amounts of micronutrients like iron. But they do point out that it's the non-hem iron.
Which doesn't, that's not absorbed.
So if you eat it with a vegetable containing vitamin C, it will aid in the iron absorption.
Right. But here's another thing that's important to understand. Legumes have something called lectins. Let me tell you a popular lectin that's everyone knows the name of. Gluten. Okay? Legumes have lots of pro-inflammatory proteins in them.
Does peanuts as well?
Probably so. I think Alex wrote about that, that they do have that, but they also counterbalance it with something else. I forget.
He did write that article. I need to go back and read that.
The bottom line is that a good lean cut of beef doesn't have any lectins in it unless you're feeding the cow corn and grain. So, I mean, again, why doesn't beef get this nomination? Why? Because it's not popular to eat animals anymore. It's just that has nothing to do with science, has nothing to do with appropriate nutrition for humans. It's all about what people like and what people care about.
I do like hummus. I do like hummus.
So do I. On my steak. do we have something else to talk about, or do you want to take a break now? If we take the break now, we'll actually get back on our clock.
Okay.
So let's do that. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh my God. Alisa, they're playing your song.
Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Isn't this your theme song, honey?
No.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right,
welcome back.
Because she looks like a total...
What are we talking about first?
Well, according to the worldhealth.net, there was a study that was conducted at Yale School of Medicine.
Right.
That FGF21...
Right, fibroblast growth factor. We actually did a show about this.
...has been shown to extend the life of mice...
It does more than that. FGF21 will make you lean. It does so many important things. It's a metabolite of growth hormone. Fibroblast growth factor, vascular endothelial growth factors, these IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor, these are all metabolites of growth hormone. So when you're young and you're producing lots of growth hormone, you have all these metabolites. As you get older and you produce less growth hormone, these metabolites disappear.
It says it's also known as an endocrine hormone. FGF21 is also known as an endocrine hormone.
Okay.
So is there there's no way to boost it?
I mean, I'm sure that some peptide manufacturer who knows what he's doing is going to come out with FGF21.
It says this hormone has been linked to burning brown fat, also known as good fat, which contributes to the anti-obesity processes. Factor 21 has the ability to reduce or suppress appetite.
Yeah, it makes people lean. It's linked to thymus production. And we know that as individuals get older, your thymus shrinks and shrinks and shrinks until it stops functioning. In fact, that's why I take thymus and beta 4 with great regularity.
It says here, an increase in the hormone led to protection from age-related thymus degeneration and boosted the immune system.
There you go.
So why is this not readily available to people?
Because we don't know what the downside of just increasing this by itself is. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, in humans, all of these protein peptide hormones, which these are, they work in concert with other hormones. There's push and pull effects. There's, you know, effects, positive and negative effects. and they all work together. And you start just taking one and raising it because you want to get lean. You don't know what you're disrupting.
Can you do blood test and test for it?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Because while you were talking about that, it made me think about my electrolytes. My sodium was low. I don't use salt.
Right.
My sodium was low from sweating, sitting in the sauna.
Potassium
and my
was
potassium
high.
Was higher.
Right.
So that throws things off in your system.
Right. Everything. The homeostasis is the goal for health in all areas. It goes for everything. But yeah, FGF, we've done one show about FGF21 and its life extending effects. I want to say 3 weeks ago. You booked it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And you don't have to wait for the article to be published at worldhealth.net. You just have to listen to the show.
Listen to Superhuman Radio.
There you go.
You heard it here first. Okay, so I heard a rumor. Do you want to hear what the rumor is?
Please.
That the end of the vasectomy is near.
Yes, yes. You sent me this article. It's interesting. it's interesting. But to me, I'm like, why? Why would... Okay, so what they'd come up with is... an entrepreneur in the UK, no, Germany, I'm sorry, wants to basically put a switch in to, you know, cut the tube, so to speak, that brings sperm into the semen. And just like you would with a water pipe, put a valve in the middle to turn it on and off, he wants to put a switch in the middle to turn it on and off. And that's...
So
it would be in your scrotum.
So the man would turn it on and off before...
It would be in the man's scrotum, and he could feel it, and he could click it one way or click it the other way and turn his sperm on and off. But my question is why?
It says it diverts the flow of sperm away from the penis.
Right.
It measures 1.8 centimeters and is fitted under local anesthetic. And in 30 minutes, they can do this.
That's a half inch, by the way. 1.8 is more than a half inch because 2.54 centimeters is an inch. So that's almost 3/4 of an inch. And so, but why? People who get vasectomies usually make a decision, I don't want to have children anymore, right? 99% of them don't want to have children anymore. So for the 1% who goes, I didn't realize I was going to marry a younger girl when I was 80 and now she wants a kid. I want to be able to just go into the, they can reverse them. They sew them back together. What do you need a switch for? And what happens when you're drunk and your girlfriend flips the switch without you knowing it and she gets pregnant? I mean, this is just a stupid idea, I think, personally. But maybe I don't know enough about vasectomies.
Well, the thing, my concern is any type of that's
foreign object
that they're putting in your body.
Yeah.
Because we discussed the pellets for women for hormonal replacement.
Right.
And that's also a little metal pellet.
No, it's not metal.
It's not?
Mm-mm. No, it's like a piece of rice. It's actually a compounded hormone.
Okay.
And it dissolves.
Okay.
It dissolves. It's gone once it dissolves. But I'll give you a better example. So this morning I was looking at a study, and on the side of the study, there was an ad for Skyla, S-K-Y-L-A. You know what that is?
I have no idea.
It's a new IUD that can keep a woman from getting pregnant for up to 3 years.
So does it, like, release things?
No, it doesn't have to release. So basically, if you put a foreign object up in a woman's vagina in the right place, close to the uterus, the woman won't get pregnant because the body knows we can't have a baby with that rusty nail inside of us. So they know that if they put a foreign object inside of you, it throws biological systems, normally operating biological systems, off. So to your point, yes, why would you want to put a foreign object inside your body? I think the same thing about knee replacements and hip replacements. I think, my God, could you imagine being at that point in your life where you have no choice but to do this? You now have this foreign object in your body. We think we know how the body will react to it, but we really don't know. We really don't know what 15, 20, 30, 40 years of living with that implant. And we also, I mean, we're learning about people being poisoned by cobalt from the old implants that were made out of cobalt. They start to crack up and people are getting diseases. They thought they had Lyme disease. It turned out to be their implant had to be removed.
So they're saying that this implant, it will take 3 to 6 months for men to get rid of any lingering sperm cells.
That's true of any vasectomy. So our good friend Brian had a vasectomy. He had to go in the other day. They found one dead sperm. They said you got to wait another month before you can have intercourse with your wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it takes 3 months for any residual sperm to come out. And then you should be, as they say, shooting blanks. So the same is true of this. When you flip the switch, you got to wait 3 months before you're safe. Again, what's the use of this thing? They're making it sound like it's a, oh, you know what? Tonight I don't want to make anybody pregnant. Tomorrow I may. It's not that easy.
A German urologist said that the valve could have negative side effects. The implantation of this valve could lead to scar tissue building up in the seminal duct.
Yeah.
It could also stop sperm from traveling through the tubes, causing long-term infertility issues
later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, and
another point: the sperm could stick to the valve, which could clog up the switch mechanism over time.
Yeah, and then you got to take it out and clean it. So, oh, I got a dirty joke I could say there, but I can't. Anyway, okay, so I actually thought about getting a vasectomy when I was married, and then when I started doing my research, I actually asked the urologist, where does the sperm go? So in other words, you just cut this tube and it's in there, right? And so when I have sex and I ejaculate, the sperm doesn't come out. Where does it go? He goes, well, it's just absorbed by the body. I said, really? That's it? It's absorbed by the body? That's okay? Doesn't it lead to any other problems? If you get too much of this stuff, like laying in one place, can it fester? Can it become infected? Can it become... They don't know. They just know that when men get vasectomies, they don't develop infections. Well, so I started doing some digging. There is a link to a higher rate of prostate problems in men who've had vasectomies. And I thought, huh. So it isn't as simple as, oh, yeah, the body just reabsorbs it.
I had never heard that.
Yeah, because that's why I said, absolutely, I'm not getting a vasectomy. That was like a real, real, like I took a stand. I wasn't going to get a vasectomy because I didn't want to take any chances of having any prostate problems later on in life. But you won't hear that from a urologist. They'll tell you that there's no problems. You got to go digging around on your own to find that information.
Wow. We have to be stewards of our own health.
And here, 77 million people out there won't even start to ask the questions. They'll just say to the doctor, okay, go ahead, put the valve in, put the switch in, put the Skyla in my uterus so I don't get pregnant. Do all these things. They must be safe or you wouldn't do them.
So have you been to a funeral home lately?
Thank God, no.
So there's a funeral home in, I guess it's a suburb of Chicago.
Wheeling Village.
Wheeling, Whelling. Evidently, the board of this city has approved a liquor license for the funeral home to serve alcohol during funerals and wakes as long as they also serve food.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, people should be able to drink at funerals. Why? Why are you looking at me like that?
I just thought it was weird.
Well, people are sad, right? And the easiest way to take the edge off is to have a drink. And we can look towards Ireland and Finnegan's Wake and all those stories about, you know, getting drunk when someone dies. You know, you got to kind of take the edge off.
Are they doing it at funeral homes?
Well, what's the difference? Back then, they didn't have funeral homes. They did it in every house had a parlor. You laid out the people who died in your family in your parlor. So they were drinking at home when it was happening. It was only when the commercialization of how to handle your dead occurred that it's like, oh, no, you can't bring booze in here. People are getting drunk before and after the funeral. What's the difference? I mean, I don't see a problem with the alcohol. I do see a little. I think the food is a little morbid, like having food.
Well,
there.
No, they have rooms where people bring food in now for the family that's there all day long.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh, then why not booze?
Have you never been to a funeral home?
I have, but we always ate after. I never, in all the years that I was a kid growing up, and I was at Italian funerals, I saw a lot of things, but I did not see food at the funeral home.
Well, no,
ever.
They have rooms back in the back, especially for family that come and stay all day long.
We had those rooms, too, but that's where the crap game and the pinochle game was going on. All my uncles were gambling.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't privy to that. I guess because I grew up in Hooterville.
Yeah, they had food, right?
Yeah.
I say they should have booze, too. I don't think there's anything wrong with having booze at a funeral. I think everybody should drink.
Well, I didn't know that you thought people should drink. I thought you thought that people shouldn't drink.
Well, no. Okay. I don't think people should drink recreationally, but if you just lost your loved one, I think, you know, and you don't have a Xanax handy or a doctor you can call and get a prescription, and I think, you know, a shot or two is okay.
You know, when my mother passed away, I couldn't sleep. I mean, I was really obviously bothered by it. And I think it was my brother who had a prescription for Xanax because he, too, was upset.
Right.
So he gave me one. And my cousin, who was in from out of town, she and I went home. And I had never taken anything like that before.
So you didn't know what to expect.
I didn't know what to expect.
Did you take the whole – was it a pill or a wafer?
It was a – I think it was a pill.
Okay.
And – it knocked me out. And I mean, it made me feel good.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I'll never take anything like that again because it makes you feel good.
Right.
And I'm sure they're highly addictive, aren't they?
Yeah, the benzodiazepines. They actually make Xanax. You know those breath freshener strips that you put on your tongue and it melts?
Mm-hmm.
They make Xanax like that now.
Really?
For people who they're having a social anxiety issue and they can't wait 15 minutes for it to kick in. And you just put it on your tongue and you just let it melt in your mouth and it goes and you feel the buzz like within minutes. They make Xanax like that.
Well, I took it once and that's it. But yeah. I mean, it did knock me out.
But when you say knocked you out, were you unconscious? Did you go to sleep unconscious?
No, I drank a glass of wine with it.
Yeah,
too,
there you go.
And then I fell asleep.
Karen Ann Quinlan. You know who Karen Ann Quinlan is?
No.
So when we were young, Karen Ann Quinlan went out to a party, like many of us did back then. And someone gave her some Valium. She took a couple Valium and then she drank alcohol and she went into a coma for the rest of her life. And then they had to pull the plug on her. So when I was a kid, you know, all the parents would be like, don't take pills. You see what happened to Karen Ann Quinlan. You'll end up in a coma. That's why I said that. I didn't know if you knew who she was.
No, I had never heard of her, but no, I mean, it allowed me to sleep that night because that was the night of the funeral and I never did that again.
Yeah, but you needed it then. And that's why I say, you know what? If you need a couple shots of alcohol, take the edge off. You just lost a loved one. I got no problem with that. I'm just saying that you shouldn't be drinking, you know, 5-6 times a week because you think it's healthy. That's no, taking Xanax wouldn't be healthy 5-6 times a week and neither is the alcohol.
Well, I don't think that, do you think Xanax, taking Xanax at all is healthy?
If I had a trauma, there are studies that show that if you suffer a traumatic event, like a rape, if they give you benzodiazepines, Valium, Librium, Xanax, Ativan, if they give you benzodiazepines immediately after the traumatic event, like within hours, right? Your recall of the traumatic event is dramatically disconnected from your emotions. So you don't end up with that traumatic brain. What do they call that when
traumatic
stress disorder? That benzodiazepines are amazing drugs for the right reasons. If somebody that I knew and I cared about just saw a horrible event, a life altering event, I would absolutely give them a couple Valium over the course of the next few days, and they won't. They'll still remember the event, but they don't have the same emotional charge to the event, and they get past it.
Well, then maybe I did a good thing the night of my mother's funeral by taking that.
Yes, that's my point.
Interesting.
My point. There you go. See, who knew? You're so smart.
Yes, I didn't even know it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside. the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire your order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, we're going to talk about some things, and I just thought of something. You know, when I'm gone someday, I hope that I leave a body of work behind that people go back and listen to and go, wow, this stuff is still true today, and they can get something from it. But more importantly, what I hope that I, the legacy that I leave is nothing about me, but about the listeners becoming critical thinkers and making their own decisions and following their own paths because of their critical thinking skills. You know, it's the old adage, give a man a fish or a woman a fish and feed him for a day, but teach a man or woman to fish and feed him for a lifetime. Critical thinking is like learning to fish. You can look at anything and you can understand the right way to navigate it when you're a critical thinker. And that leads to these stories here.
Okay. So we have a lot of friends who use the Keurig machines.
Yeah.
And they are, like, if we go over there, they're entertaining, and, you know, at the end of the evening, they make coffee for everybody.
Yeah, your favorite flavor. What do you want? Hazelnut, decaf, you know, whatever, right.
And I think they have the tea also for mm-hmm. Keurig mm-hmm. machines, but I always turn it down because of the little plastic cups in the hot water.
And that, so let's set the stage. You and I have had numerous discussions about that this isn't a good idea. That boiling water passing through that plastic cup is going to pick up plasticizers and infuse it right into your coffee. And so we have never even thought about the Keurig. In fact, the closest thing we came to it was when we were in Mexico, they had a Nespresso, but it had an aluminum cartridge, not a plastic one. So I did use it. And not that aluminum is great, but it's not as susceptible to leach just from hot water as plastic is. So mm-hmm. we've never thought that the Keurig thing was a good idea. In fact, we thought this is a bad idea.
Well, and then you read all of the information about the little plastic cups that they use that are in these landfills, and they're filling up landfills because so many people are using this Keurig machine.
So they're not good for the planet.
No.
And now we're going to find out if are they good for people.
So let me ask you this. They're not good for the planet, but people, these environmentalists, aren't complaining about those?
Well, we don't know that they aren't.
Okay. Well, I don't know because...
We don't know that they aren't. You know, it's a relatively new product, right? We don't know that they aren't complaining about them. I think the reason that we know that they're in landfills is because people are starting to say, you know, these things are piling up in landfills now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that the people aren't complaining about it. But what's more, the bigger question that comes to my mind is why are people still buying them?
So on NPR, they were talking about the estrogenic effects of the plastics.
Bingo.
And it leads me back to that whole, I mean, I wonder how many young girls are estrogen dominant
because
of the xenoestrogens that are in the environment. And this is just one example of that.
And you know what's funny? So we discovered BPA. Oh, then we discovered phthalates. All the plasticizers are bad for you. We just haven't had anybody sit down and do the individual tests on all the different things that they use to make plastic to go, wow, none of this stuff is good for us. And the reason that nobody wants to know that is because, oh, great, what do we do now? Go back to glass? I mean, what's the potential solution? Oh, wait, let's go back to back in the old days. They used to use pig's bladders to put wine in. You know, they used to make those, mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to go back to? So we're kind of like in this love-hate relationship with plastic. We know it's bad for us, but what the hell are we going to use instead at this moment in time? So I think the real issue is, why are people rushing out to buy a machine that makes them a porridge of chemicals to drink first thing in the morning?
But they don't realize it, I guess.
Oh, they know. But you know what? The convenience factor, the excitement about my honey can have hazelnut. Because remember, our friend was saying that. Well, he likes such and such flavor. I like such and such flavor. So we just pop them in and boom, boom, boom. We go with our coffee. It's like, okay, I get that. Get a friggin' French press. You put your coffee grinds in one. You put your coffee grinds, press it, pour it into mugs, go.
And it's so simple to do. Why do you need the Keurig?
I know. Because it's a novelty. Humans love novelty. We love novel things. Oh, look how interesting it fits in there. And you go clunk clunk and it comes out and it's coffee. Oh, this is so wonderful. But nobody gives any consideration to the fact that they've just added yet another source of harmful plasticizers to their diet first thing in the morning. Many on empty stomachs.
Well, there's now an option. You can repurpose your Keurig machine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's a company called Lono Life's Broth. They have K-cups, which come in two bone broth varieties, beef and chicken.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they're not in plastic.
No.
If they're this considerate about bone, so what are they? They're in metal some
they're,
sort?
No, they're made from 100% recyclable, I guess, paper.
Cardboard,
like that.
Wax cardboard, yeah.
Paperish.
Yeah. Hard pressed cardboard, sure. That'll work. I don't know why they had to go to plastic anyway.
Why doesn't Keurig do that with the coffee?
Because the people who buy Keurig don't care about their health. I'm sorry. That's what it is. If they did, look. I was drinking coffee a lot. I thought a Keurig machine would be so cool. But you know what? I just stuck with my French press because I don't want that extra plastic in my body.
Well, they're selling for $2 each online for this bone broth, which is, you know,
kind of high price, but.
Yes.
You know, you can make so much bone broth so much cheaper yourself and just pour and ladle it into a cup and warm it up in the morning.
It's entering the cup of soup phase.
Yeah. I don't know. I get all the novelty. I get all the convenience. I know we're all so busy every day with our lives.
Well, I can see where it would have its purpose. Maybe like in hotels or places when you're traveling.
Yeah,
where Starbucks.
You're serving a lot of people and you're like, hey, would you like some bone broth? You know what I mean? Or would you like this? But get rid of the plastic is what I'm saying
one. But they have. I'm talking
the
about the bone broth.
Yeah, I get it.
They have gotten rid of it
yeah.
with the recyclable material, and that's what I mean. I'm talking about having that bone broth available to you in a hotel or in a Starbucks or somewhere while you're traveling.
But there's only one problem with it. And you are the exact person who would have a problem with it. Because you would have a hint of coffee smell and taste to that bone broth because it went
through. Not if they use the machine just for that.
Ah, but okay. So I'm thinking they're going to alternate with coffee and bone broth.
No, just have one machine for that.
Because when we travel and we're in a hotel and Lisa will want tea, hot water for her tea, then sometimes I'll suggest, well, let me just make it in the room coffee maker. I'll just put water in it. And she'll say no because that'll taste like coffee. And she's right. It smells like coffee. Well, sometimes when we go downstairs to the bar where they have the coffee bar and everything, the water that comes out of that electric thing, it runs coffee through. It just tastes like coffee. Mm-hmm. And so Lisa will go, no, this smells
so much
like coffee.
It's hard to get a cup of hot water. But if you
that
go
just
to
tastes
coffee,
like water.
Well, if you go to a coffee shop, though, I mean, Starbucks water, I usually just bring my own tea bags with me.
Right.
If I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of traveling, there is a new line of hotels that are for the healthy conscious traveler. It's called Even Hotels, E-V-E-N. Mm. And they are offering, they have...
They have all the regular amenities.
They have a training area in your room for you. So.
Right.
Besides the fitness area and the gym that they have typically, they have a little area in your room.
Yeah.
For you to
yoga
do
mats,
exercises.
Foam rollers, pulley, what do they call those? Band pulleys and Bosu balls.
The balls, the resistor balls. The sheets are made from natural eucalyptus fiber.
Wow.
The shampoos and things like that they give you are eco-friendly and they don't have the chemicals in them. And then they also have, like, you know how some give you cookies and things at the hotel where they have late night snacks that would be like fruit instead of the cookies.
Right.
And then they also have, like, you can get kale blended drinks to drink in the morning.
Right.
Like juice, you know,
right,
juicing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. So where are they?
And they have organic signature cocktails to choose from.
Their motto is rest easy, keep active, rest easy, eat well, and accomplish more at Even Hotels. So where are they? They're just in New York City?
There's one in New York City, and then there's one also in Brooklyn.
Well, and they're both in New York.
It's the IHG brand of hotels, IHG.
Never heard of it.
But anyway, it's called Even Hotels. So if you're traveling and you want to find something that meets your standards, that might be. The IHG brand is like Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express.
This is cool. They must be testing it in New York before they roll it out nationwide.
Staybridge, Candlewood, those are all under that Crown Plaza.
Oh, wait. New York, Brooklyn, Norwalk, Connecticut, Rockville, Maryland, and Omaha, Nebraska, they have hotels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they're showing a picture of the breakfast, and it had like hard-boiled eggs and bacon.
Sliced bacon. Yeah, fresh butter. Yeah, it's very nice. I like that. If somebody goes to one, I'd sure like to hear what your experience was.
I would like to just go to one and try it out.
Well, there's the closest one to us would be
New York?
Maryland, I think, right?
Oh.
Maryland. Rockville, Maryland. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips
relationships just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
If I wrote you a symphony, just to say how much
you know.
One
of the things that this show has always stood for was the opportunity for people to lead healthy lives, lives that don't ensure disease. There's a lot of people out there who don't think that we have the right to be healthy. It's not a right of ours. And Flint, Michigan comes to mind. Everybody knows what's going on in Flint. These poor people have been subjected to poison coming out of their tap water. And whether they're drinking it or bathing in it, showering in it, washing their hands in it, washing their hair in it, filling up their pools and their kids are swimming in it, this is an atrocity. People should be going to jail. The federal government should step in. This is one of the times I feel like the federal government has to step in. I'm going to tell you why, because I have some information from somebody who lives there. I haven't gotten his authorization to say his name. And he does work within city government, so I'm not going to say his name. But I can tell you that when you hear the story about what's going on in Flint, you think to yourself, okay, so soon we're going to hear about indictments. We're going to hear about, you know, people going to jail. We're going to hear about political corruption. And we don't hear about anything in Flint, Michigan at all about any punishment coming down on anybody over there. This is shocking to me.
There is so much lead in that water. Those poor children are being tested, and their blood work
lead
is
levels.
Showing lead levels out of the roof.
Right.
I mean, it's awful.
Right, right. And this could have all been avoided. So let me read you this three-part synopsis of what happened in Flint. He says, see, the city of Detroit owns the city of Detroit water and sewage. It's one of Detroit's only trustworthy flows of income. Keep in mind that, you know, Detroit is struggling financially. They're not going to, this is something that people are willing to pay to have their sewage taken away and their water. I'm paraphrasing now. It's one of Detroit's only trustworthy flows of income. Every person, business, and surrounding county and city has to pay Detroit for water. And this is parenthetically, they are no stranger to corruption as well. When the governor released his emails, we found out that the city of Detroit had offered Flint 50% off their usual charge for water. You would think to yourself, Flint would have jumped on that, right? I mean, they're giving him a deal. But Flint said no. At the time, Flint was under the authority of the state-appointed financial manager. And so he says, why would they say no? He's got like 1,000 question marks. It doesn't make any sense. You're poisoning people. You got an opportunity to buy good water from the city of Detroit, and they're going to give you a discount on it.
And okay? When was this? Did he say when?
He didn't say when it was. So it brought back all of the rumors, theories that the state of Michigan wants to position itself to take control over Detroit's water department. This is all about politics, folks. What's going on?
And it's awful because people are suffering.
That's my point. This is all about politics. You've got small-minded politicians trying to protect their own fiefdoms. And if a few people have to die, if a few kids have to be mentally retarded, it's the price of doing business. This comes back to something I used to say years and years ago on the show. I used to say our government operates from a position of for the greater good. That means that if they have to get something done and they term it for the greater good, but some people have to die, some people have to be hurt, some people have to lose their homes, it's okay because it's for the greater good. It's okay as long as you're not one of the people getting thrown under the bus for the greater good. And so it sounds to me like this is exactly what the state-appointed financial manager, who we need to find out who that state-appointed financial manager was that said no to that Detroit water deal, because that person needs to go to jail for a long time. And there has to be greater repercussions to that person besides just jail time. They need to round up everybody that was involved in that saying no to Detroit water deal for 50% off and continue to give people poisonous water. All those people need to go to jail. All the money they were paid in salaries from the point that they made that bad decision forward needs to be charged back to them. Their family needs to find that money and give it back to the state. Because this is what you do to any criminal. This is what they did to John Gotti. This is what they need to do to this person here. So I'd like to know who this person is that said no to buying good pure water for 50% off and decided on their own that they would continue to poison the people and the children of Flint, Michigan. Who is that person? Someone find me the name out there. Please do the research. Because I'd like to talk about that person openly on this show. And I'd like that person to come on my show and explain to me why they chose to continue to poison people when they could have saved money 50% off the price of the water.
That's shocking to me.
Shocking. This is what boggles my mind. They're putting people in jail for stupid stuff. They want to file charges against Chipotle because some people got sick at their store. Then you have a politician like this do something like this, and you don't even know their name. This person's name should be all over the news. It was so-and-so that made that decision to poison the people of Flint, Michigan. But because they're politicians, they stay out of it. They have sovereign immunity.
Okay, so to change the subject a little bit, we need to also touch upon the Zika virus, because that's getting a lot of press right now, and it's, as the CDC has said that it's spreading explosively around the country.
Yeah.
Around the world, basically.
But do we really know that it's the Zika virus transmitted by
the
mosquitoes? Do we really know that?
That's what they're saying, and evidently it causes the smaller brain and smaller head in children.
I think it causes encephalitis. Isn't that what it causes?
Is that
something
the smaller?
Like that? Oh no, maybe encephalitis is when the brain swells. It's the opposite. But yeah, they have tiny little heads come to a point. It's just,
yeah,
it's so sad.
Tiny head and tiny brain. And in Brazil, they've had like 4,000 cases of it just recently, of these children being born like that.
Mycephaly. So this is in Brazil predominantly?
Yes. And
so it's not here in the United States.
Well, no, but it's in the Caribbean, and it's in Colombia, it's in Brazil, places like that.
Well, surely they can come up with a vaccine for it.
Well, the guy, one of the World Health Organization, I think he was from the World Health Organization, said that they're going to try and rush a vaccine.
Yeah.
But right now, there's no vaccine for it, and the only people in the United States who have this are the people who have traveled to these areas and then brought it back with them. So you're not listening. You're
yes,
typing.
I am, because my secret informer said was messaged. He was listening live, I guess.
Oh, okay. So the first Zika virus was discovered in Africa in 1947, and until last year, it was found in Brazil, but it had never been a threat to the Western Hemisphere, and it is now. So
wow, this is scary.
It's microcephaly. That's what it is, microcephaly.
Yeah. Small head, mm-hmm. Small brain, small head. Very sad. You know, Howard Stern, back in the day, used to have a guy on his show called Beetlejuice. He was a black guy. And now that I see those kids with microcephaly, I realize that that's what he had when he was born, because that's what he had. He had a little head like that.
Well, and another concern is that the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, are in Brazil, and that's where it's all.
Well, don't forget. So, what's the big complaint about the guys in
the
gals?
Water?
They don't want to swim in the water. The water is so disgustingly dirty.
And
where do mosquitoes come from?
That's where they breed. They breed in water, disgusting water.
If I was an Olympic athlete, I would demand that we not go to Brazil to perform our games, because who wants to come home with diseases? Don't forget, a woman gets this virus and then she gives birth and the baby has it.
The World Health Organization Director, General Dr. Margaret Chan, says, although there is no definitive proof that the Zika virus is behind the spike in brain defects in Brazil, the level of alarm is extremely high.
But see, this is my concern. So it's very convenient to blame this on Zika virus, because keep in mind, these women had babies recently. So that means that they had to be bitten 9 months ago. So what month was 9 months ago? This is January, right? So,
October.
Months would have been June, 7, 8, 9.
October?
No. 9 months ago.
Oh, 9 months.
Months ago. So 6 months ago would have been June. And then 3 months. June, May, April. So these people would have had to have gotten pregnant in April to have babies now.
Oh.
9 months ago.
Oh, okay. I was not understanding what you were trying to say.
I'm just trying to figure out what mosquito season is like in April. And I'm just trying to put the pieces together.
Mosquito season is not bad in the United States in April.
No, but maybe it is in Brazil. I mean, Brazil could be it's a different climate. But my point is this. We're so fast to say this is a mosquito-borne virus. We don't know that for sure. How do we know this isn't something else that's in the environment? How do we know it's not something in the food supply? How do we know it's not something in the water? How do we know it's not something, you know, I mean, right away it's like, oh, mosquitoes are doing this.
So they said that over in Brazil, inspectors are going door to door handing out repellent for women to spray on their bodies.
DEET. Right? DEET.
So, and we know how caustic that is.
Yeah, how poisonous that stuff is. Terrible. Really, really terrible. We can either take a break now or we can go straight through, whatever you want to do.
We can take a break now.
Okay, let's take one quick commercial break. Right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
My name is...
Welcome back.
Hi, my name is... What? My name is...
Slim Shady.
Hi.
Oh, speaking of Slim Shady, that's Eminem, right?
Yeah.
I ate an almond during the break, sorry. A lot of celebrities have been donating money to the city of Flint.
That's awesome.
I know Cher did. I know Eminem did. And there were several other, but those two just stuck out in my mind.
So my contact, who will remain anonymous at this point in time, says, this thing is so layered, Carl. Obama will help, but not like Hurricane Katrina help, because he feels this was a man-made disaster. You know, he wants the city of Michigan, the state of Michigan government, to take the responsibility, which I think they should take the responsibility too, but I think somebody needs to go to jail from the state of Michigan for this stupid decision.
Well, is it the governor?
No. Well, you know what? In most industries, it's the commander in chief that has to take the blame for the mistakes of his officers. So somebody needs to go to jail. That's for sure. Anyway. Okay. So,
So I have an article here that I just wanted to bring up. It's from Harvard University, and it talks about eating more and losing weight, mm-hmm. which is something our audience knows, but this is a little bit different. Because
this is a little misleading, actually.
It is, because they're saying that the more fruit you take in, the more you can eat, and the more weight you will lose. And it's because of the naturally occurring flavonoids.
But see, I don't buy that. I don't believe the flavonoids and or polyphenols in fruit are going to somehow compensate for the added sugar calories. I'm sorry.
The anthocyanins, flavonoid polymers, and flavanols, which are found mainly in blueberries, strawberries, apples, pears, and oranges. And also tea and onions are beneficial.
And some mushrooms. But yeah, I know we just talked about this recently on the show. I just don't remember what angle we took on it. But I can say this, that Harvard Medical School is not, it's not beneath them to pander. So if they would have called this article what it should have been called, the importance of making sure you eat multicolored fruits, no one would have read it. But because they said, eat more food and lose weight as long as it's fruit, everybody out there is always looking for reasons to justify why they eat too much. So they're like, oh, let me read that.
Okay, so each extra portion a day brought weight down by a quarter of a pound over 4 years.
Over 4 years, these people are keeping diaries.
So sticking to a 5-day regimen could bring weight loss of 1.2 pounds or half a kilogram over the same period of time, over 4 years.
That's nothing, first
1.2
of all.
Pounds.
Yeah, that's
not
nothing.
That much.
But let's be honest here. This was not a controlled study. These were people keeping diaries. They were asked to report how they eat. We already know, and I'll say it again for people who've never heard it before, but when you do these kind of studies, people always underreport what they perceive as bad behavior or undesirable statements, and they overreport what they perceive as good behavior or desired statements. People lie. Oh, no, I didn't. I was eating a lot of fruit. Oh, no, I didn't have alcohol that week. No, they're always going to lie. If the only way you could do these studies the right way is if you could treat people like rats and keep them in buildings and keep them controlled and feed them when you want to feed them and weigh them when you want to weigh them. So I don't buy that.
Well, I mean, you do want to eat berries.
Yes.
There are benefits to strawberries and blueberries and apples, and we all know that. But there's also a flip side of that, because when I found out that my potassium levels were high, I was talking to my friend who is the pharmacist, and she told me that bananas, because they're high in potassium, mm-hmm. so effectively it's the potassium that puts a drain on your adrenals.
Really?
Which I didn't know.
Never heard that.
No, I hadn't either.
So maybe if your potassium is out of balance, it's too high and everything else is normal, which comes back to the whole homeostasis thing.
Right, so you have to think about that. I mean, you have to think about everything should be in balance. You always laugh at me because I'm a Libra and I try to balance things out.
Right.
But in life, things should be balanced out, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Just like your diet should be balanced out.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you. I just think that it's funny that Harvard Medical School now panders. Eat more food and lose weight. Like, you know, they're supposed to be such a prestigious institution, but yet they have to use headlines like that to get people to read their stuff. And that's not what the study is about. The study is about the importance of eating fruits, Really dark colored fruits. That's what it's about. Reds and purples and blues and stuff like that.
We all know we should be eating the colors of the rainbow, right?
Yeah, but who's going to read that article if that's what you said? People go, oh, I already know about that. But here they say, eat more food and lose weight. It's like, oh, tell me how to do that because I eat too much now. I want to learn how to make that, keep eating like I'm not supposed to, but lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way to do that. But you got to do a real ketogenic diet.
Which is what you're doing.
Yeah, three parts fat to one part combined protein and carbohydrates. And you will lose body fat and preserve muscle. That's all I got. How about you?
I got lots more, but it can wait till next week.
It's going to have to wait till next week. Anyway, thanks for listening live today. We have lots of great shows planned for next week. Hope you can make it live. If you can't make it live, download the podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Dessert again with the new